Welcome to the Chart Toppin' Show, where you decide what plays. You choose your favorites. So enjoy the best sounds of Radio Sega.
Number 38.
Top in knockout.
Hey, and welcome everyone to today's Chart Topping Show. And as you see, we're going to start with CTK. The last hour-ish that you've got to vote for round 3 before we close it and show the tracks that are coming for round 4. Right. So, number 38 was, as people on Discord were commenting, Legendary! Crazy Robo from Sonic Adventure. That was quite a lucky strike that it was on the also legendary spot that KC made legendary once upon a time on Radio Sega Live. Actually, as if you remember it, the first track for two weeks ago, the chart-topping knockout contesting tracks. You may also remember it's from Sonic Adventure 1, and here it comes, it's Azure Blue World. Let's then start the recap of the four contestants that you can still vote for, in case you haven't already.
We'll be right back.
Smooth Criminal from Michael Jackson's Moonwalker on the Mega Drive. This is your second option, in case you haven't voted. Apparently everyone gets Brazilian Portuguese when on the Survey Monkey when they try to answer, and I genuinely have no idea why. Because I haven't ever used that version on any browser or any site. This third option is Laughter from Phantasy Star 4, The End of the Millennium. And now the fourth starts, which is the track that Radio Sega knows as The Trials Go Grow Complex Teddy Lloyd Remix from a 7th Dragon 3 code VFD Tokyo. Can anyone just clear it to me if Tokyo is part of the game's name or the song's name?
All my new world collapsing, the music. All my new world. your total score.
So guys, those are your four options in case you are one of the like 6 billion, almost 6 billion people in the world who haven't voted. The link is already on our Twitter and was posted on Discord again. I hope you do vote for it. Whenever we played the number 11 track from last week's requests, that's when the voting will close. So you've got a limited time from now, like I'd say half an hour, maybe a bit more, maybe a bit less. It's going to be around that time. I'm going to check if there are new votes ever since I posted it today. So, analyze results on SurveyMonkey. And there's three new... Whoa, wait. There's three new votes, and the tide has turned. Those three votes were enough to change the leading track. Interesting stuff, really. This caught me by surprise. I remember that after the first day, after the first batch of votes, there was one leader. After a week, the leader had changed, and now it's the third different leader we have had. This is going to be interesting. It will. Soon enough, we will see who wins. But now you know what comes, right, guys? You have requested tracks for 1 week, very diligently, I might have. A bunch of you really made it clear which tracks you wanted to be played. Others didn't, had more of a life and couldn't be requesting those tracks that often. So don't be surprised if you are a regular requester and your favorite tracks still didn't make this show. It's unfortunate, but that's how it is. I think I may start to have two different versions. For the top, I'll consider that later on, but for now, you are going to enjoy number 20, which is more Sonic. But first, let's have some gimmick tunes.
Watch out! You're gonna crash! Ah!
so good. Hey, that's...
That blue hedgehog again of all places.
I found you, Faker.
Faker? I think you're the fake hedgehog around here. You're comparing yourself to me? Huh, you're not even good enough to be
I'll
my...
I'll make you eat those words.
There's no time to play games. You won't even get the chance.
Number 20.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
What I'm Made Of is number 20. Oh, and I forgot to say. A few weeks ago we had the Chart Topping Green Hill show, and now it's the Atsune Miku Topping show. Oh well.
Screw you, Jamie!
In the face of reason, I can't take no more. One by one, they all go black mark on the floor. Is it me? Is it me? You say you're looking for? Let me show you who I am and what I have in store. In store. Hey, hey, yeah. I'm trying to reach inside.
Number 19.
We'll be right back. Hi guys, I'm Renan Reyes, and you're listening to Radio Sega.
Number 18.
Nostalgic from Project Diva F, Natsune Miku. This is your number 18, huh?
Number 17.
Oh,
This is called Ohayodel from Project Diva, Arcade Future Tone.
Number 16.
Well, guys, I hope you've been enjoying the Natsu Miku Topping Show, because that's pretty much how it's going to continue. This was Poppy Po from Project Diva 2nd, and number 15 is from Hatsune Miku Get Ready. It's called Multiple Futures Quartet, Quartet's theme. So I hope you like Hatsune Miku. That's all I've got to say. Not my choice, remember that.
Number 15. Number 14.
World's Hand Dance Hall from Hatsune Miku Project Diva Arcade. You're number 14.
Number 13.
Project Diva, is A Song of Wastelands, Forests and Magic. You're number 13. For some reason I think the volume was really low when I said the name. I'll say it again then. A Song of Wastelands, Forests and Magic from the original Project Diva.
And you're listening to Radio Sega.
Come on! Number 12.
Society from Top Skater, that's your number 12. And here's a reminder, there's only one more track until we see which track was the winner for the chart topping knockout round 3.
Society!
Number 11.
Image of Hero from Phantasy Star Online Episode 1 and 2, that's your number 11. And the last track that's playing until the votes for a chart-topping knockout Season 1, Round 3 ends.
Top in knockout.
And that is the time right now. Let's see which track was the winner of round 3 of the chart of knockout. And a final refresh. Dance, right? What do you guys think that was the winner? And it's a tie! Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Okay. There comes RNG. One and two. There was one vote that made the whole thing tie. Oh boy, oh boy. And the winner is, well, RNG said one out of the two. So the winner is actually Azure Blue World, which was actually the track that was leading before this final vote, from Sonic Adventure. Dead last was The Trials Grow Complex, Teddy Lloyd remix featuring Annabelle, from 7th Dragon Precode BFE, with a paltry 7%. somewhere Jamie is now celebrating. In third place was Lofter with 21% from Phantasy Star for the end of the millennium, and Moonwalker, MJ's Moonwalker from the Mega Drive, Smooth Criminal, was a track that was close, so close with Azure Blue World. This is a really bad way to decide this. I have to think of better things to do to have these tie breaks in the future, in case they happen. But without further ado, I knew it. Jamie just said, "Glad the Teddy Lloyd remix bomb." I know you are. Anyways, I think you are going to enjoy the upcoming four tracks that are the chosen ones from the all-time request chart. To be the ones that are going to compete for the final spot on the season finals against Miller Ball Breakers, the aforementioned Azure Blue World from Sonic Adventure, and Lava Shelter from Shadow the Hedgehog. The first one is Sonic.
Thank you. 断しろ。指が折れるまで。
The Sega Rock Volume 1 of Sega Saturn Shiro is your second option. Is this better than Starlight? And is it better than the upcoming tracks? You will see.
空白い浮き雲まったりたぎる遊びの地途中で投げ出す奴らには体で覚えさせるぞ。背が高く三四郎、背が高く三四郎、背が高く四郎、背が高く三四郎、背が高く三四郎、
Okay, so I messed up with my hard drive, so you are going to have to wait for a bit until I go back to the external hard drives, the folders, and into the playlist, and into Sega Ages version for Space Harrier. Okay, so in case you don't remember it, this was the intro theme for I Need Fruits awesome and unfortunately defunct show, Wednesday shows, called Club Sega. And here it is again, on all its glory. We'll be right back. Okay, additional comment. This was also the intro theme for Forever Sonic's Random Hour, an even older show than Club Sega was. Apparently this song has a real legacy on Radio Sega, so it's actually awesome that it was one of the sweet spots that I chose on the all-time request charts for Chart Up and Knockout. This is the last option, and apparently, judging from Green Viper's reactions to the tracks, it looks like he's happy with the choices. This is the BIOS screen from the second revision on the United States for the Sega CD, or Mega CD. That being said, I've shared the link on Discord and Twitter already, so... it's time to vote, or at least it would be if SurveyMonkey wasn't scheduled server maintenance, like Jamie has just showed it to me. Well then, that stinks. Regardless, I hope you enjoyed the choices. I really do. I'm pretty sure there's something for everyone's taste. And now we are about to reveal the top 10 tracks on last week's requests.
Number 10.
Shadow, damn you.
After the chosen one from Shadow the Hedgehog, there's an announcement to make.
Thank you.
Well, the announcement basically is Song of the Year 2017, a Radio Sega tradition, is now on for the rest of November. At least there's the nomination phase in which you can learn more and nominate your tracks. There's everything you need to know is there. It's on radiose.ga/song of 2017. Enjoy yourselves and choose your favorite tracks. At the end of the year, we will see which one is your favorite track from any Sega release or re-release between November 2016 and October 2017.
Hi, I'm Jimmy64326 and you're listening to the Chart Topping Show with Ravzig, only on Radio Sega.
Number 9.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
From Sonic the Hedgehog CD, this is the album version of the title Tempest. The US mix.
Number 8.
Okay, I kind of forgot to say, but it was the Bad with the B US mix album version. and this is your number 8, Why? From Cyber Speedway Grand Chaser, one of the two names.
Hey guys, it's DJ Alpha Dog 1996 from Sega Generations, and I'm part of Radio Sega 2.
Number 7.
Ruin from Radiant Silver Gun is your number 7.
Number 6.
Seen It For Days, arranged from the indie rock album that accompanied Comic Zone at some versions. It was a special version back in the day, I think. This is number 6. Well, guys, since Survey Monkey is apparently down, you can't nominate your favorite tracks for the Song of the Year 2017 Radio Sega Fan Choice Contest, at least for now, but you can read what it is about and how it goes on radiosc.ga/song of 2017. You can also be thinking about your choices. Personally, I still haven't really decided on what to do, but it's probably coming soon. There's tons of great options, from real releases from Mega Drive games to Sonic Mania, to tons of new stuff, Yakuza 6, even Yakuza 6. And let's see, I'll go get it myself right now, just to hear more and to read more options that you've got. Seventh Dragon Code 3 Code VFD, it was released in Europe. Sonic 3D Classics Collection, Sonic the Hedgehog Altered Beast, Fantasy Zone 2, Galaxy Force 2, Thunder Blade, Puyo Puyo 2, Power Drift, Fantasy Zone 2, Tears of Opa Opa, all of them are available. Yakuza 0, Yakuza Kiwami, Valkyria Revolution, Dawn of War 3, Puyo Puyo Tetris even. And also from Atlus there's Persona 5. Tons of great possibilities, as you can see. And even more, like Shin Megami Tensei 4 Apocalypse, Etrian Odyssey 5, Beyond the Myth. The bad part, you can only pick 5 tracks out of these, and you will have to order them in from your favorite to your least favorite, because your biggest nomination is going to be worth 5 points. Then your second nomination will be worth 4 points, and it goes on until your 5th nomination is worth 1 point. So you've got to think about that carefully. And now we'll see if Sonic lives or dies.
Five left. It's close now.
Number 5.
BGM3, not an original name, but this is quite a tune actually from Racing Hero.
Number 4.
The legendary opening theme from the legendary Panzer Dragoon was your number 4. Number 3, I actually... No, number 4, I was right at the first time, huh? We'll be right back.
Hello everyone, I'm John the Wayoshi, and you're listening to Radio Sega.
Number 3. Number 2.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Sonic Drive Full Version is number 2. From Sonic X, obviously. And as such, the show is about to end. Only our number one is left. Do you have any idea what it's going to be? Do you? Just a little quiet and a bit an announcement that's a bit late. Number three was Climax Landers. The song was called Ancient Owls. It lasted 1 minute and 4 seconds. Don't blink or you will miss it. Well, on the podcast you will definitely be able to listen to it, or just request it on Radio Sega, isn't it? All you have to do is to register and get requesting your favorite tracks. There's thousands and thousands of choices, and I'm definitely sure that your favorites from your young days, or just your favorites right now, are there. All you have to do is just to get to the playlist and request, as long as you're registered, and it will definitely play on Radio Sega.
Here's number one.
Hiding Kagemaru in the Castle from Virtua Fighter 3. This is your number one, and it's an awesome track that I actually love. Well guys, see you next week, and in a minute let the request spam commence. Love you all.
It's no use! It's no use! It's no use! It's no use! It's no use!